Hello, hello,
Hey
hello.
guys, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Who are you talking to?
Our listeners.
How many listeners do we have?
I think we have one right now.
I mean, that's like 1,000 though, right?
Yeah, 1 million.
One, no, it can't be 1 million.
It's 1 million.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 'Cause we're awesome.
Fred, can you tell me what today's theme is?
I can, 'cause I mean, I guess I can.
Awesome.
It's revenge.
It's revenge.
How many points do I get?
You get 5 points and a high five.
Yeah. Oh, that
My
hurt.
hands are so cold.
I know it's freezing outside.
It's so cold outside.
I know
Why do people live here?
that's kind of rude.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Why would you live in a place that got this cold? It doesn't make sense.
Because there's lots of industry here.
Like what?
Like tree farming.
Yeah, and like alpaca farms.
Yeah. No.
No.
I haven't seen any alpaca
I
farms.
have.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the theme is revenge, and I'm gonna play a song just about revenge.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. So let's do this.
Didn't see that.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
So that girl, Carrie Underwood, Underwood, Carrie
Carrie
Underwood,
Underwood.
she just sounds like she's crazy psychopath.
No, she has been scorned for the last time by this man.
But He sounds like a regular guy. She's just like beating the crap out of his truck for no reason, it seems like.
It wasn't a truck. It was a souped-up four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so. It sounds like a truck.
No, it's not a truck.
Are you sure?
It's like a sports car.
Four-wheel drive is usually for trucks.
Well, if you watch the music video, it's not a truck.
Okay, fine.
It's like a red sports car.
Is she like all crazy-eyed and like just like... The guy's just standing there.
Taking
her
back to his car. It's awesome. She must have had so much fun shooting this video.
Yeah. Like, think about how, like, crazy.
My music video, I just beat the shit out of a car with a bat.
In your music video, you beat the shit out of a car with a bat?
No, in hers, like, if I were her, that's what she would
be
saying. You want to
be her.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're getting revenge on her by showing how much of a crazy bitch she is?
Exactly. What?
Yeah, right.
She's not crazy.
Okay, the song I'm going to play is a little less crazy. It's by the Raconteurs. I'm just explaining the
Raconteurs.
It has to do with animals.
Okay, go for it.
All right, fine. Animals taking back what's theirs.
Who trespass against us, whether it be beast or man, will suffer the bite or be stung dead on sight by those who inhabit this land. For theirs is the power and this is their kingdom, as sure as the sun does burn. So enter this path, but heed these four words, you shall never return. Any poor souls who trespass against us, whether it be beast or man, will suffer the fire or be stung dead on sight by those who inhabit this land. For there's is the power, and this is the kingdom, as sure as the sun does burn. So enter this path, but heed these four words, you shall never return.
So yeah, the animals totally got those dudes back for trespassing against their land.
Definitely. I agree.
I think it's a lot less crazy for animals to speak in song than it is for Carrie Underwood to beat some guy's four-wheel drive with a baseball
bat.
Well,
I think that you have serious emotional problems having to do with humans and animals.
Well, that's just because my cat died when I was really little.
Oh yeah?
I wasn't ready for it.
Did it die, like, on your face?
Yeah. It was really sad.
Hot damn.
So sad that it's really hilarious.
So sad it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a coping mechanism.
I coped with it fine. I cried for days, and then I laugh about it every time afterwards.
That's weird.
That's coping, right?
No.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to play my song now.
Okay, who is it?
It's a Lily Allen song.
Okay.
First left me, I didn't know what to say.
She seems kind of crazy, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lily Allen. She smiles whenever this guy is unhappy.
Revenge makes people crazy, Dave.
I know. It's kind of sick. All it's
not a permanent feeling.
I mean, it seems like it is.
Have you ever felt vengeful?
No.
Well, then you have no idea what these people are talking about.
I mean, I know what they're talking about. I just don't know what
you're talking about if you've never felt it before.
I mean, maybe I have felt it before.
You just said you hadn't.
But maybe I was lying to you.
I don't think you were.
As revenge.
What would that be revenge for?
I tricked you because you always say I'm stupid.
Okay, just play our request.
All right, yeah, this is a request from those people holed up in the LI, the 516.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the area code. It's like the 212.
Oh, but like not a famous one.
I mean, it's pretty famous. There's a bunch of people from 516.
I mean,
Gandhi's from 516.
No, he's not.
I mean, it's not the famous Gandhi. It's just someone with his name.
A guy named Gandhi. Yeah. I don't think there's anyone named Gandhi on Long Island.
There's a guy named Jesus.
That's not Gandhi.
But it's like the same thing.
All right, just play your song.
All right, this is AC/DC, and it's about somebody taking care of someone else's revenge for them because they're lazy.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful request.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you to our listener.
It's probably the best song we're going to listen to all day.
Super good song. Because AC/DC, well, they know what they got, and they do it well.
And they stick to it.
They stick to it.
And they beat it to death.
Well, I'm okay with that, because, you know, you don't stop a good thing.
I mean, until it becomes a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Too
it's
much
a good
of
thing.
There's a phrase, too much of a good thing.
I've never heard that phrase before.
That's probably
a real phrase.
That's probably why you eat so much ice
All
cream.
All right, now I would like to play a song by one of the best people, I think. Best people who have been vengeful in the past.
Who's that?
Britney Spears. Because to get back at people, she does things like shave her head.
How is that getting back at people?
And drive with one of her children in her lap. But she's doing so much better now. So much better.
How is that revenge, though, to shave your head?
I don't really
and
know.
Put your, unless
but
she's getting revenge against her children.
It's an interesting concept, and we should examine it further. So I'm going to play a song.
All right. Um, another example of crazy women. What is that you're wearing on your face?
It's my new face warmer.
Yeah, it just looks like some spandex.
It is.
And it's making you look really weird.
It's going to keep me super warm on my walk home.
Oh, yeah, because it's freezing
it's
out
so
there.
It's so cold outside.
If you're listening to the year outside, you should probably go inside.
It's true. That would be a good idea.
We'll take you in if you want.
You can come here.
I mean, we turned the heat up.
The yurt is on 1 Yurt Road Lane, Hampshire campus.
I don't think that's accurate.
It is.
Okay, sure.
You can't really tell because there are no street signs on Hampshire campus.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, you know what's a really vengeful genre of music?
What?
The blues.
I was like, if you say metal, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No, the blues.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to play a blues song.
Okay.
I think I'm going to play this one. It's Jimi Hendrix doing a version of Red House. Okay. Back at her.
Yeah.
because he
I totally understood what he was talking about.
And he goes to his house. He hasn't been there in a really long time.
I wasn't listening. I'm going to be honest.
I know. That's why I'm trying to explain to you right now.
Okay.
Jimmy, my pal Jimmy.
Your pal Jimmy.
He goes to this girl's house that he's been seeing, but he hasn't been there in a while.
Okay.
He hasn't been there in 99 and one half days.
Okay.
Which is a while.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a really long time. But he goes there, and she changed the lock on the door, so he can't get in.
Well, she hasn't been there in 99 and a half days.
Yeah, but he gets revenge on her for being so crazy and, you know, goes and sleeps with her sister.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes lots of sense when there's guitar.
I don't understand.
I gotcha. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Do you have, like, another song that you can play?
Oh, I have
Jimi Hendrix or, like, a different, like...
I have another blues song, which has to do with how crazy women can be sometimes.
All right, go for it.
And probably why Jimmy had to get revenge on this one girl.
That makes no sense. Like, he hadn't been there in forever. Just, like, a third of a year, almost.
I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Because I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand. A little swing. Jeremy? Thank you. Thank you. But now we're going way down in the alley. Way down in the alley. I like to play a little bit. $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back.
Yeah, so...
That was funny. I like that one.
It wasn't funny. It's serious stuff,
I
man.
It was funny.
He bought her a $10 dinner.
She said, thanks for the snack.
Yeah.
It's like a funny joke.
It's not a joke. It's like serious stuff.
I could have eaten so much more.
It's not funny. It's like...
Okay, I want to play my song.
All right.
Okay. So this is, you know, Nancy Sinatra. She's kind of amazing. So I guess that's enough said.
Was she married to Frank Sinatra?
No, she was his daughter.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Who was her mother?
I don't know.
Does he know?
Probably.
Oh.
Here, just play it.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense because, like, father, yeah. You can be confused about the father, yeah, but you can't be confused about the mother.
Usually you know who the mother is.
Because the baby comes out of her.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We're having some technical difficulties.
Hot jam.
There's no sound on the video.
Excuse me, folks. I have a bit of a cough. But I think I've got it over here, so do I just go with mine?
Yeah. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
Yeah, so
she's so cool. I love her.
You love her?
I love her.
Did you break her heart and she walked all over you?
No, but she is inspirational.
How is she inspirational?
Well, I mean, she's moving on. She doesn't need this man, and he is treating her poorly, so she's going to leave.
Mm. How is that revenge, though? It's just kind of like, it's not really.
She's going to walk all over him.
I guess that's...
She's literally going to stomp on his face.
That seems crazy, again. Crazy. Crazy woman.
Obviously, you've never felt the feelings of revenge.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Do you have a song to play or not?
I think I do.
You play a song?
Yeah.
Should I play a song?
I'm going to play a song.
You can play a song.
It has to do with
awesome.
Revenge, vaguely.
Does it really?
It vaguely.
Does it really?
It does really vaguely.
There you go.
All right, this is a soft pack.
Okay, do it.
Oh,
Yeah, so vaguely about revenge.
Yeah. Like I said. Okay, sure. I'm going to play my song now.
Okay, what is it?
It's a song by Beyonce.
I know she's not crazy, so maybe this will actually be good.
Irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
What? Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. What was that about?
Well, I was testing you.
Yeah, well, I realized I passed. There was no words in that song.
You didn't pass because I was testing you to see if you'd be still be able to get the emotion without the lyrics telling you exactly what to feel, and you didn't.
Yeah, because there was no lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's okay, what whatever. I said.
Everybody, thank you for listening. We had a great show tonight, and have a great day.
And get revenge on whoever you need to get revenge on.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's a good day to do that. Because it's all dark and stormy.
I guess. Alright. Bye, everybody.
Bye.